Wednesday, October 12th, Dr. Hurst left at 7 o'clock in the morning. Knowing he was gone was like having a warmth go out of the hospital. I was up early, but not in time to say goodbye. I had breakfast with Lyndon about 8. Tea and melon balls for him. Just as 10 years ago in this same place, he is dogged and determined to get his weight down. And then a long session with the dentist, and then trips through the wards, carrying Lyndon's flowers. The first ones went to the veterans from Vietnam, about 13 or 14 in the hospital. And then the children's ward, and then I sent them to the Protestant chapel and the Catholic chapel. And then this morning through several surgical wards, introducing myself and shaking hands and bringing the president's good wishes. And then back for an hour of sitting by Lyndon's bed, writing a note on the back of the engraved cards to close friends. Lunch with Lyndon and Bill and Marvin and Jake and Vicky in the handsome conference room with President Eisenhower's flowers, yellow moms, still beautiful in the middle of the table. It was a beautiful day, gold and blue October. And a little after 2, I drove down the George Washington Memorial Parkway to the White House. I made an appointment to have tea with Adeline Breeskin to talk about the Mary Cassatt painting. It was too beautiful to stay inside, so we had our spiced tea in the Jacqueline Kennedy Garden. Went over the 3 transparencies of Cassatt paintings and got her evaluation of all of them. She prefers the one that has a rather French impressionist look. The nursemaid sitting on a park bench, the little girl in red on her lap. The little girl has the look of a primitive somewhat, almost stick-like, with straight blonde hair, but a sort of a pixie look like she might bounce down any moment and do the most outlandish thing. And in the background are red and pink and white flowers. A rather offbeat, thoroughly charming Mary Cassatt, but it's privately owned and may or may not be for sale. We shall pursue it. It is my favorite, too, but I think I could settle for the mother and 2 children if we are not able to get it. And then I had a session with Liz and Bess and Ashton signing mail in the dressing room, the only livable room left. And then down to bowl with Liz and Ashton, 2 games of 118, and only time for half of a 3rd game, 5 frames with a promising 80. Accelerated with success, I returned to the hospital just before dark through the magnificent parade of crimson and russet and gold. I walked into the room to find Abe sitting quietly by Lyndon's bedside in a somber atmosphere. I asked if they would like me to wait if they were discussing some business, and Lyndon said, "No, you might as well come in and listen to this." He was seeking Abe's advice on how he could escape from the burdens of the presidency for the next indefinite period. In explaining his feelings, he said, "I have to decide yesterday whether Latin America, all the countries, get X million dollars. I never can remember the amounts. Godoy is following the communist line. It is going to be a fait accompli in 2 or 3 weeks. Everybody in town wants to give everything to everybody." It means the people in the State Department who work with the various countries. "And they may be right," he said. "The budget has got to be made. 2 weeks from now, the first requests come in. The whole State of the Union has got to be dealt with and the speech written. I've got 18 task forces working, and I don't want to see 1 more piece of paper." That summed up the whole subject. Not 1 more piece of paper, not 1 more problem. He said he didn't feel like making a single decision right now, and to be required to say what should be done would be to give a bad decision. "I want to go to the ranch. I don't want Hubert to be even able to call me. They may demand that I resign. They may even want to impeach me." He was like a man on whom an avalanche had suddenly fallen. It was a trapped feeling for Abe and I who watched him, an awesome feeling. Not entirely new for me. I had seen it in 1955, not for an hour, but for days, for weeks. But then he could escape from being majority leader, from the duties of the Senate. It was much more a personal decision, not a national one, or even global. He wanted Abe to write out, in the best planned manner, a statement that, according to his arrangement with the Vice President, he was asking him to take over the duties of the presidency for an indefinite period of time till he could recover from fatigue. Mostly we sat in an atmosphere of numbed silence, with Abe offering quiet legal observations on the alternatives, the way of doing it. And then someone came in and said dinner was ready, and we went into the conference room, the 3 of us, and had dinner with Marie, and Lucy and Pat came in. We urged them to eat with us, and they lightened the mood. Brendan was real sweet to them both in a sort of a far-off, distant fashion. Then the three of us went back to his room, and Abe began to write out in longhand what Lyndon had asked him to. Lyndon, speaking at random, gave us a glimpse of the most painful thing on his mind. He talked of the young Corpsman who took care of him at night. He said he has the finest body you ever saw. He's just 20. He's had a year of college. It is so sad. He may be going to Vietnam in a few weeks. And then, look at Pat. Isn't he the nicest boy? He's going into the Air Force Reserves. But you don't know where he'll be in a few months. Marie typed the paper for Abe. He a little concerned that it should be seen by anybody's eyes. I told him never to worry about Marie. And after Lyndon read it, he said, here, you'd better keep both these copies. I don't want anybody to know about them. So here is the black beast of depression back in our lives. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday had gone so straight in an upward graph. Tuesday had been quiet, and perhaps I should have suspected, but I did not. I think it quite essential that he have days, maybe weeks, of rest. But I also feel absolutely positive that after a few weeks, he will be needing activity to feed on. But how to buy a little time of quiet when you are President of the United States?